from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There's no such thing as a Russell Wilson bump. You know, sometimes on sports books, you'll see if there's a big move or something gets made, an announcement, a player becomes a starting quarterback or something like that. Team will either have its line go up, go down. I mean, there's none of that with Russell Wilson.
It's a flat line.
Yep. The odds makers don't think he makes the Steelers better. In fact, there was a poll done by NFL.com today. They asked 28 of their media people, including Steve Mariucci, so a bunch of their NFL people, to predict the NFL this year. 28 predictions and 28 prognosticators, and two of them picked the Steelers to make the playoffs. One as a division winner, one as a wild card. That was it. Very few think this team has what it takes to get back to the postseason. So they would actually take a step backwards from last year when Mason Rudolph rallied them to go 10-7. What is interesting about that, though, is what this has done, even with some big splashier moves like Patrick Queen signing here, beefing up the offensive line in the draft. It really has not done anything in the minds of the national media to change Mike Tomlin's expectations. And in fact, you've got people now saying that you should basically build the guy a statue if the Steelers are even able to finish this season with a winning record and keep Mike Tomlin's string of seasons without a losing record going, 17 in a row, trying to make it 18. Mike Tannenbaum, who ran the Jets into the ground at the end and then the Dolphins, he's got a TV gig. He's on Get Up. He's talking to Kimberly Martin, who's a longtime NFL insider. She's stating her case for why the Steelers won't suck this year. And this is what Tannenbaum said at the end of that. Hit it, Donnie.
Not only will the Pittsburgh Steelers start two quarterbacks, but they will somehow manage to finish above 500. I know everybody's thinking this is the year Mike Tomlin falls off, gonna have a losing season. I've seen the Steelers too much to know that they will be better than last year.
You buy it? Greeny, if they have a winning record, Mike Tomlin goes to the Hall of Fame on the bye week. This team has no chance to have a winning record. Just blow up the process, give him the gold jacket, drive from Pittsburgh to Canton. Kmart, there's no way.
All right, so he's really describing a situation that's reminiscent of when Chuck Noll went and made the playoffs and beat Houston in that game and then went to Denver and almost won. And that was the only year Noll won Coach of the Year, by the way. The situation where, because less is expected from a quote-unquote great coach, if he's able to just get them to a winning record, it'll be more proof that he is an elite coach and a Hall of Fame caliber coach. So I'll just ask you guys, would you say it's a great coaching job by Tomlin if they get to 9-8 and miss the playoffs?
No.
No. Okay. Donnie?
No, I would not.
No, okay.
That's just a terrible take by Tannenbaum. Not that, sky blue, grass green, etc. Kind of amusingly stated by him. But I'm amazed because I think if I were Mike Tomlin, I would be offended that people would say things like that about me for very one reason. It robs him of any agency in creating the roster.
Yep.
That's the bottom line for me here. If you're implying that put him in the Hall of Fame if they have above 500 record at the bye week, you're suggesting the roster sucks. And then are you also then suggesting he has no hand in building that roster?
Well, that's like when over the last 2 years, people have pointed out the guy.
He won with Kenny.
He won with Kenny Pickett. Exactly. Yeah. He picked Kenny Pickett.
Who handpicked the quarterback room? Or hell, I shouldn't say he handpicked it. He didn't, because I don't feel that way. But who didn't? Who rubber stamped it? Who also signed off with Kevin Colbert on Pickett?
Yep.
Who gave Trubisky the job? It is a mark against him. And I'm surprised as anybody that I'm saying this, that he didn't realize Mason Rudolph was the best man for the job until there was almost no time left. And that they also had zero interest in bringing him back this offseason as a backup, at least, or as somebody who could compete for a job. I'm not saying Mason Rudolph's great. I don't think he will be. But, like, it's not a good look for you as an evaluator of that position if the guy you thought was a clear, distant third was obviously the best of the three you had last year.
Bill Belichick had Mac Jones bust, and I think it ended up with them having a horrendous record. Okay, like, they did not rally and get to 10 wins like Tomlin's team did. But I think that the nail in his coffin was that they drafted a guy to succeed Tom Brady, and it failed in spectacular fashion. Tomlin's first crack at replacing Ben has already failed. They've moved him out, and they're going with lottery ticket quarterbacks. I think this is true. I think if they go 9-8, I will say, given some of the issues I see with this team that and this schedule, that will be just 1 year, evaluating 1 year, I would say, good coaching job. But if you evaluate it in its totality, what have you done over the last 10 years, 5 years, 3 years? I'll still look at it negatively. I mean, that the issue is, if Tomlin had done more in the few years leading up to this quarterback change, then, you know, you have a 9-8 season while you're trying to find the next quarterback. You don't win a playoff game. I'd have an easier time. I'd have more patience with it, Chris. But because it's been so long, it's just another log on the fire for me.
I just...
And the overall, like, conversation about whether or not he's a great coach or not. Kyle Brandt, to his credit, went on Bill Simmons' podcast and said, why does everyone say this guy is such a great coach when he doesn't win playoff games? That's where I've been coming from for a very long time.
The only thing that makes that noteworthy is that it's a guy in the national media who's pretty prominent actually saying it. It feels like there's a magic trick where everybody in that sphere says great, glowing things about him. Ryan Scarpino, who used to work for the Steelers on the PR side, said, and I love this take by him, he basically said, I used to defend this guy to the hilt last year, meaning 2023, first time I really wondered if he was still the right guy. People always laud him for having such a high floor as the Steelers head coach. They never have a losing season. The ceiling and the floor are pretty damn close right now with Mike.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Tom.
Today's PMT Power Rankings. Mulzy has to rank the top five people responsible for the Pirates' collapse. As the bottom has fallen out. Who sings that song that goes, when the walls
come tumbling?
Is that
tumbling.
John Cougar Mellencamp? When the walls
tumbling. Yeah. Tumbling, tumbling.
Is that the same song where it goes, sucking on chili dogs?
No, that is definitely
sucking on chili dogs. No?
No.
So who sings when the walls come tumbling down? Is it him?
Oh, no, I think you're right.
It's the same song?
No, Jay Giles Band, Till the Walls Come tumbling
yes.
down. That's so, Jay Giles' band, the same band that did Centerfold, I believe.
The one that goes, my blood runs cold, my memories have just been sold. old angels in his centerfold.
But I'm also looking at it now.
Is that song just about like a pervy guy that's looking at magazines?
No, I think it's his girlfriend appears in Playboy and he doesn't know about it till he sees it.
What?
My blood runs cold. My memory has just been sold. My angel is the centerfold.
Oh, okay.
Angel is the centerfold. Wouldn't you be impressed if she had a night? You know, she was thought of to be beautiful enough to be a centerfold, though.
Yeah, what the hell? I agree with you.
Right? I mean, you'd be proud.
But then everybody would know what your wife or girlfriend looks like naked.
Okay. You're the only one that gets to actually, like...
You'd like to think so.
You would hope. But isn't the implication to the song that he thinks you might be sleeping around?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say congratulations on all his success, but maybe not. Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service. Do we have Pomp? Yeah. Let's go to Bob. Hi, Bob.
Andrew, Chris, how are you?
What are you up to, Bob?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, was playing golf. There's lightning delay. The Upper St. Clair golf team is right here. John Blackwell, he's like a stud. Chris, he's challenging you to a match.
He picked the wrong – well, no, he could probably kick my ass. But, Bob, he picked the wrong day. I shot a career best at Moon today, 76.
Chris Muller said he shot the career best at Moon, 76 today. You know what Johnny shot today?
66.
Yes.
Wait, are you at St. Clair Country Club?
Yes.
Are you going to their Lobster Fest on Saturday?
No comment.
Are you going to their Lobster Fest on
Saturday? No, I'm going to be at West Virginia, Penn
West
State.
By God.
Yeah, I got to get down there for that game.
I was actually aware of their Lobster Fest, Pony.
Were you invited?
I don't think so.
Mm. Doesn't sound like Bob is willing to pull any strings.
Very good. They got some good young players here. John is the leader of the pack.
A 66 at St. Clair is a lot better. I love my guys at Moon, but it's a lot better in many ways.
Oh, my God, that's an incredible score there.
Than a 76 at Moon. I would have shot 80-plus at St. Clair if I were there today.
Bob, you never want to take a 14 on a hole, and that's what the Pirates did yesterday, giving up 14 runs.
Yes, they did.
Nice segue, Pony.
And getting embarrassed here. Greg Brown, of all people, said this is one of the worst Pirates losses of all time. Bob,
yes.
I'm hearing that Cherington is going to be back next year. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I've said all along, I'm not surprised. If these guys have contract extensions that we don't know about, which I never understood why anyway, why we don't know about, they should know, how many years we're dealing with, just, for transparency purposes. But listen, it's 5 years. It's time to put up results. Results are always the thing. They were the ones who said they thought they were a playoff team this year. And you need to show that you are, and they were. They were 55-52, and since then, what are they, 7-19? So everything has fallen apart. They played some good competition when they had the Padres, Dodgers, Padres again. And, during that 10-game losing streak, if that had been anything but that, they could have still been in this for as average as it is. So I wouldn't be surprised. But I think if you're Bob Nutting, it all starts at the top. You gotta take action when you see things, when you feel things. Unless you don't feel it, and maybe he doesn't feel it.
Well, Bob, the other thing is, I think about Bob Nutting, and I go back to the comments about there being an urgency with this year to win, and I just have not seen any indication in the way that they have acted as an organization that that's a real thing, that there is urgency. How do you feel about that aspect of it?
Yeah, there is no indication of that at all. I would have expected to see that at some point, nothing. But, I think... Listen, if you had told me at the beginning of the year with Paul Skenes fully on the roster, with O'Neill Cruz healthy, playing, hitting the way he's hitting, with Brian Reynolds hitting the way he's hitting, a supposed bullpen that was good, I would have thought at 55-52 they'd be right in the thick of things. And, the bullpen has been the biggest culprit here if you look at it over the last several games. And while, a lot of people want to put this on the manager, you could put blame at the feet of everyone, actually, the manager, the GM, but it all starts at the top. And whatever freedom or lack of freedom you give your general manager translates down to your manager because he only has so many players that he can deal with. Can you argue they should get better and develop? Absolutely. But he has what he has, and he doesn't have more than what he has.
Pomp, this was brought to my attention shortly before we went on the air today. The Steelers are one of the last teams. There's like one other team in the NFL that has not announced its practice squad yet. Everyone else has signed a complete practice squad. Kadarius Toney is still a free agent. Are you willing to connect dots there?
Well, Kadarius Toney is an interesting character to me because I think the talent is obvious. He was electrifying and special teams. One of the years they won two of their Lombardi trophies, and he has two rings on it. But then there's so many drops and so many things he could have cost them. So, I go back and forth on that. There are other guys out there I would have liked. I know Chris was pounding the pavement for the guy who ended up going. Where did
Terrence
he go to
Marshall.
San Francisco? Marshall. Did he go to San Francisco? Which makes me raise an eyebrow.
He's on their practice squad right now.
Did Noah Brown end up anywhere? I'm sorry. He's in
Washington. He's in Washington, which I was going to tell you the sports call last night, but we moved on, Bob. He's in Washington, which for anybody clinging desperately by their fingernails, and I'm looking directly at Pony while I say this, to the notion that the Brandon Ayuk trade could still happen, Noah Brown going to Washington kind of takes that off the table for them.
Bob, do you say Washington or do you say Washington? Did you ever say Washington or have any family members who pronounced it that way?
A couple of uncles, yes. Warsh, Cincinnati, but no,
Cincinnati.
I don't do that.
Cincinnati. I think that's like Foghorn Leghorn saying
Cincinnati,
that
that's a new one. Mike Tannenbaum went on ESPN this morning and said, if Tomlin gets this team to 9-8 without the playoffs, that's proof that he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think Mike will be in the Hall of Fame, but I think I would expect more. Again, 9-8 is, to me, would be an underachievement. I expect more based on what they set for themselves as an example. You know, I think they have a team that has a very good defense with some very big-time playmakers. They also have two guys on their quarterback rotation, one of whom should be a Hall of Famer, and the other has immense talent. A good running game, a new coordinator. I would expect more than 9-8, and to me, that would not confirm what Mike Tannenbaum said. No, but that doesn't mean Mike won't be in the Hall of Fame. He will be. But for this year, for this group of guys, I would expect a lot more than that. And I realize how difficult their schedule is. And I certainly realize their division is not easy.
Does Penn State make the college football playoff? Yes or no?
Yes.
Does Pitt finish with a winning record?
No.
Does West Virginia upset Penn State and make their road to the college football playoff harder?
No, but they will cover.
Thank you, Bob.
Very slick. Thank you.
See you guys. Have a good day. Johnny says, let's go, Chris. Let's go, Chris. So I think Johnny's a member of the Peters Township team. I miss they have both Peters Township and St. Clair golf teams here. I love, by the way, anyone out there who's young kids, get them involved in golf. It's
by the way, I'm picking up a club and playing for the first time on Sunday all year.
You've played before, though?
No, I've played in my life, but this is the first time I've played all year. Or attempted to play.
Well, that's fine. I mean, just get out and do it. It's a great way to just get away from all the minutiae that we face every day out in the air, open air.
I hate minutiae. With you, Bob.
Forget about minutiae.
Flush that minutiae right down the toilet. And sometimes having a toilet nearby the golf course is a very good thing. See you, Bob.
No question. But carry toilet paper in your bag just in case.
Here we go. Remember when Harry Callis just beatboxed his butt off? He was so good at it.
Remember when he did diss tracks and just withered poor Crowley? Like, actually went mean on Crowley. And Crowley, I even said to Crowley, I was like, hey, are you kind of just like working this for the air? And he goes, no, the stuff he said about me is legitimately hurtful.
I love when like art imitates reality too much and it just ends up hurting people's feelings.
Yeah, happens in our business.
Just going to throw that out there.
That happens in our business.
All right. Malzi's assignment for PM Team Power Rankings to you by no one as of right now.
Yeah, why aren't the Power Rankings?
I don't know. We'll get those sponsored. Get on that, Zangrilli.
Wouldn't like Duquesne Light? They've got the power or something like that. You could. It's easy.
I got the power. Isn't the lady who says that from Pittsburgh we discovered?
She is.
Got the power. Did she ever do another song?
That's a good question. By the way, the walls come tumbling down. The Style Council. We were wrong.
Man, we really.
Yeah, it's a random band.
Three swings and misses at that one. All right, so Mulsey is ranking the top five people responsible for the Pirates collapse.
7-18. A truly robust effort to suck as badly as possible.
Number five,
actually, an honorable mention.
Ooh.
We have an honorable
mention. Donnie always loves to put a couple honorable mentions in there.
Colin Holderman. real bad.
Did not make it.
No, did not make it.
Whew, I'm surprised by that. Are you, Donnie? I thought Holderman was going to be a primary subject here.
Okay.
Colin in Holden, this investigation.
Though, he is a rancid pitcher. Was a rancid pitcher.
And cutting his hair didn't work.
Numerous games. I want to say, just spitballing here, he cost them bare minimum 3 games.
I think that's right.
The O'Neill Cruz, what are you doing in the outfield? It's not your ball. That's Cruz's problem. In the game, you could go chicken and the egg. The game never gets to the point where Holderman can give up a home run to lose the game there if Cruz doesn't do that. Fact of the matter is, you expect Holderman to come in and still be nails. He wasn't. He threw a first-pitch fastball to a guy fresh off the bench who was probably sitting dead red on a fastball. And even though it was a decent pitch in location, it got hit out of the park, and that really started the slide. Colin Holderman has been stinky. And the only reason, well, 2 reasons, that people aren't making more of a deal about it, he's on the IL, and one other guy has been even worse.
Is he coming in at number 5, the guy that's been worse?
He actually is. David Bednar. Number 5 on my list. David Bednar, this is, for anybody that's a big David Bednar fan, we might have Bednar family members listening. I like David. Met him. He's been at station karaoke events, I think, for Christmas karaoke before. David is a nice guy. I want to see Pittsburgh guys do well. This is the David Bednar August, for those of you scoring at home. David Bednar, 10 2/3 innings pitched. David Bednar, 17 hits allowed, 14 runs, 13 of them earned, 8 walks, a mere 13 strikeouts, 2 home runs, a hit batter. David Bednar's ERA in the month of August, 10.97. Opponents are basically Barry Bonds against him circa 2002. Opponent OPS, 999, Pony. He has blown 3 saves. I think really lost 4 games. He's 5 games. He's been horrible.
And I would say he's done something that I didn't think was possible. He actually has turned Pirates fans against him. We like to protect our own. We like to stick up for our own. We like to put our own over, put them on a pedestal.
Oh, no doubt.
Wrap our arms around them when they are sad and in the dumps. And he, yes, to the point where, Donnie, what did the guy call in and say to you the other night about Bednar after a horrible performance? I can't remember which one.
You've got to narrow it down, yeah.
Because there have been so many. But a guy came in right off the bat and made a disparaging comment about Bednar.
Yeah, and that wasn't even yesterday. That was like last week or so. He called in and said he should be joining me and Malzi on Awaken 180.
One other thing about Bednar. These games, if you take his blown saves that they lost or blown leads, I know they're really bad right now. If you just flip all of them and he does his job, Pony, they probably still are right around 500 and at least not getting embarrassed. He also has given up a run in 7 of 11 appearances
this month. So, man, if he's 5, who the hell are 4 through 1?
I think you can probably guess 3 out of the next 4, but I'm going to throw you a curveball.
4.
John Baker, their farm director, for this reason.
Mm.
John Baker is the guy, if he's directing the farm, that is overseeing and supervising the development of players. And why I have him on this list, even ahead of Bednar, who could be higher, they come up and just don't look prepared. And I put him at the top of that heap. Guys come up from their minor leagues, and that's where it starts. And the fundamental baseball is just completely lacking. And I don't even care if I sound like a get-off-my-lawn guy. They just do basic, little, stupid things wrong.
Yeah.
All the time.
It's an inconspicuous choice by you, but I do like it because I think part of the problem is there's just a lack of players who are coming up through their system who are...
They're good at baseball. They have the finer points down. Greg Brown points this out, and I don't always agree with Brownie, but like little things, for example, there are less than 2 outs, or there's nobody out, right? You have a runner on second. Guys on the Cubs are hitting it to the right side of the infield, making sure the runner at least gets over there.
Our guys are looking at strike 3 over and over again.
Well, that's their favorite pastime.
Who's number 3?
Derek Shelton. Now, this fits in where I view his place in the pecking order. He's awful. I'll make this brief. He's managed 25 truly meaningful stretch run, i.e. post-trade deadline games. The team is 7-18 in the month of August in those games. He's been wretched. The bullpen has betrayed him. Holderman and Bednar haven't done their jobs. He's displayed no feel for it. if you really were managing like your life depended on it, Aroldis Chapman should have been the closer weeks ago. He just is happy-go-lucky. We're all friends here. Isn't this wild? We get to all play Major League Baseball, and I get to manage it. Buddy, don't get too used to that, because I don't think you're long for that post.
So update the
update LinkedIn resume.
LinkedIn page.
I still don't have one.
Me neither. Who's two?
Ben Cherington. You made this mess. I mean, you've assembled most of these pieces. The good ones, yes, but a lot of bad ones. It's ultimately the general manager's purview. What does your roster look like? How is it composed? Is it well built? And I'm giving him extra negative points because he and everybody else close to that team thought they would be two things this year: a bullpen-backed team and a pretty good lineup. And I'll go back to Shelton for a minute and say he bears the brunt of the Andy Haynes blame too. Like, he and Andy Haynes are thick as
thieves. But not enough of the Andy Haynes blame to go from three
to two. Because Cherington still built this. He built this city on rock and roll, and it's falling apart.
Bullpen and bats.
And they have been a starting pitching dominated team whose bullpen and lack of bats has let them down. And that brings me to number one.
The person most responsible for the Pirates' 2024 collapse is, drum rolls, Pete, please.
I mean, when you put it that way, it's going to make me sound... the guy whose name is on all the checks, it's Bob Nutting. And I put him in this position when I wouldn't normally be inclined to always just say it traces back to the owner for this reason. They have the second lowest payroll in baseball, so that is going to inherently limit the amount of roster construction a GM can do. And then where I am frustrated here is he's the one who said before the season there was real urgency for Ben Cherington and for this team to win.
Yep.
They did not back it with their moves. And they... I can't imagine Ben Cherington is so proud that he said, no, Bob, I don't want to have a nice free agent budget. I'll do it the hard way. They have not acted or taken the posture of a team for whom urgency and winning is a priority at all. He also, remember that big kerfluffle? I think you might have been out for some of this.
Oh, about the...
he could go out and get a player right now. There's
the John Parado report.
Yes, all of that. And there were dueling stories here.
Mm-hmm.
And at no point in any of that did they actually go out and do what Bob was sort of tacitly authorizing, according to some people. So that leads me to believe that there might have been PR spin on both sides here. His name is still on the checks. He is still the owner and chairman of the ball club. And so these, in any business, this is how it should be. The failings of the team and of all of his lieutenants still ultimately land at his feet, and that is why I have to put him number one.
Malzie's top five people most responsible for the Pirates' collapse. David Bednar, the scouting director.
No, farm director.
Farm director.
Delacari's the scouting director. Okay, John Baker.
So Delacari gets a stay of execution from Malzie. So does Andy Haynes.
I mean, when Shelton's in there, Haynes might as well be just standing there next to him. But you asked me.
Derek Shelton, three. Cherington. Ben Cherington, two. And then the owner, number one.
Well, how do you feel about it? A quick 30-second opinion? I know you like the Baker pick because I know you like when I try to go off the board a little and get thoughtful.
You know, I think got a free pass from you.
Huh.
Brian Dayla strikeout. Now, he's been a little bit better lately, but when they were still technically in it, he was brought here to get some power. He hit zero home runs.
I've got no power. He hit the ultimate season-long version of a Kevin Young home run when he finally hit his first one when the die had already been cast.
Yep.
He needs to be real good next year, and I don't think he will be, and that trade might look real bad.
Well, it doesn't look like they gave up any real prospects in that deal, but hey, you get what you pay for. Maybe that's why they didn't have to give up any good
ones. You bring a guy in like that, you expect to be a jolt. He's provided none.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. We will let Channel 2, our friends over there, Mary Hours, who sang an amazing rendition of the national anthem at the Steelers' second preseason game, and also before our hot dog eating contest. Still plans on a fan personality beer pong tournament.
Has fantasy football gone by the wayside? I've been asked about that.
I just don't think we have enough. I think some of the mainstays, the show personalities, the show characters like your Carolyn Clinton and Anthony in Oakland, I just don't think they're fantasy football people.
That's all right.
I think that's the holdup there.
And I can tell you this, if we somehow got enough teams, I am not being...
I was going to say, I'm also in 19 leagues.
I'm not being the commissioner.
I don't know if I can add a 20th league.
I can't. You're in 19 of them.
Yeah. When is our work draft?
September 3rd. Next Tuesday.
Oh, no.
Why?
I think I have three other drafts that night.
Well, that's all right. You usually kind of steamroll me and Donnie. It's worked to great effect one year and not so great effect the other year. You to try to have the loudest voice at times. And you're very smart, so we usually go with you. But if your attention is split, Donnie and I are just going to make the picks. Who's going to be this year's Jalen Hurts, where half the league mocks us for it, and then we win the league?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.